Thank you, Pastor, for having us, and Church, for opening your doors, giving us the opportunity to come and minister today. Always grateful for an open opportunity, and it's a blessing to us to be able to go out and to share the gospel and what Christ has done in our lives. My name is Lawrence Reffler, as the pastor said, and these are the guys from our flagship program in Oklahoma, Sunrise Ranch. That's in Cache, Oklahoma. It's over by Lawton. And so we're gonna share in testimony song and drama today. This is also my wife, Jessica Schreffler, and we have three beautiful little girls that are with their grandmother today, and also one on the way. And so God is good. I am a graduate of Teen Challenge. 1996, I graduated Teen Challenge, and from there I went. Worked at a church through an internship in a youth ministry, and from there went to Bible college where I met my wife and graduated Bible college. We went into youth ministry for 5 years, and God has called me back to Teen Challenge to minister. And so God is amazing at what he does through the Teen Challenge program. I hope you can see that today as the men share and as we worship. Every morning we have the opportunity of getting together and in a chapel. And we start every day with chapel, with the reading of God's word, and with study, and with worship. And so we're just going to have a chapel service today. And we're going to sing some songs. If you don't know the songs, then hum along. And if you know the songs, then sing along. Thank you, Jesus. God, we just welcome you into this place. We welcome you into this tabernacle, God, but not only into this physical building, but into our very lives, God. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, we ask that you would come and you would have your way in this service today. But we give you reverence, God, and honor, because you are due honor and reverence, God. We come back to our personal responsibility, our God-given gifts, God, in life to worship you. We come back to that place in the garden, God, where we fellowship with you and we lift you up, God, because you are worthy, because you are due all the worship, God, that we have. God, and we just give you this time in your precious name.
Salvation is here. Salvation is here, and he lives in me. Salvation is here. Salvation that died just to set me free. Salvation is here. Salvation is here, and he lives in me. Salvation is here. Cause you are alive and you live in me. Cause I know my God saved the day, and I know His word never fails, and I know my God made a way for me. It's gonna be alright, cause I know my God saved the day, and I know His word never fails, and I know my God made a way for me. Gonna be all right.
God, we worship you. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
I want to ask David Sherman to share his testimony.
Good morning. My name is David Sherman. I'm 26 years old from Lawton, Oklahoma. Before coming to Teen Challenge, I was bulimic for 3.5 years, and for the last 10 years, I was a drug addict and alcoholic. And the Lord's pulled me out of a pit, of a self-dug, self-centered pit, is the easiest way I can put it. And, you know, I'm very grateful for what He's done just for Him. It says in the Word that, you know, the people of the earth are regarded as nothing. We're like blades of grass. And for Him to say, you know, well, I'll give this blade of grass a second chance is just... it blows my mind, you know. I can't even comprehend it sometimes. But since I've been at Teen Challenge, you know, I've experienced Him in a whole new light. You know, I have a personal relationship with Him now. And when I'm in His Word, sometimes, you know, just scriptures just jump out at you. And it's like, it just relates to my life, like someone just wrote this. And then you realize that, you know, this was written centuries ago. It's incredible. And I'm really... really thankful for what, you know, God's doing. And thank you all for opening your doors to us. It says in Romans chapter 12, you know, do not be proud, but be willing to associate yourself with people of low position. And if it wasn't for what God was doing in our lives, we'd be out there dying in our sins or incarcerated. So for you to open your doors up to us just really shows, speaks volumes, you know, of what your church is about. And we thank you.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. When I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name.
Every blessing.
Every blessing you pour out, I turn back to pray. Darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun shining down on me, when the world all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, where there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I turn back to pray. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, Jesus, blessed be. your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, your blessed be you give. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, the blessed be your name.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, the blessed be your name.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be your name, Jesus.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be your glorious name.
Blessed be your glorious name.
Praise the Lord. God, we worship you. God, you are worthy. Praise the Lord. Chris.
Hi, everybody. My name's Chris. I'm 33. I'm from Lawton, Oklahoma. For 17 years, I was a hardcore drug addict. Started innocently enough, a little bit of weed and some beer with my buddies after school. Turned into LSD for 3 or 4 years, then into a full-blown meth addict. In 2001, I was 120 pounds, soaking wet, pretty much crazed and out of my mind. A friend of mine saw fit to move me out of Lawton up to Tulsa, where I've been the last 8 years. And I got myself cleaned up and found a couple of new demons. Got into crack cocaine and Xanax prescription pills. And that's when I really hit rock bottom. I was stealing, robbing people, lying. I was living in my car, eating out of trash cans. I even had 2 jobs, but every dime went to buy crack and pills. Started doing a little home health care through a friend of mine, just kind of giving me a handout. And I was working for this older gentleman whose family owned the Mayo Hotel in downtown Tulsa. And one of the ladies I worked with, Ruby, was a Seventh-day Advent. And she started to witness to me and tell me how God was working in her life. And for some reason or another, it stuck. I started listening to what she had to say. And then my dad got remarried to a Catholic woman. And I saw how God was working through her into his life and changed him completely. He was never a mean guy, but he wasn't the nicest guy around either. Decided in 2007 it was time to go home. A little voice just said, go home and be with your father. Well, that was a twofold deal, a little more prophetic than I thought. So I moved back to Lawton. My dad was living in Cache, where Teen Challenge is, and there's a little golf course there, Hummingbird Golf Course, that he was living on. And I was playing golf with him every day, getting myself cleaned up, putting some weight back on, just, you know, generally trying to live life. And I found out that golf course was going to be taken over by this group called Teen Challenge. Now, I'd never heard of them before. All I knew was it was a Christian group. And they weren't going to allow me to have any beer on that golf course, which kind of bummed me out. So November 1st, they took over. And it was a beautiful day. I'm out there standing on the 7th green over a putt, about a 12-foot putt. And I heard a voice tell me, here you are. I've put you together. What are you going to do? I looked over at my dad and was like, you know, shh, I'm trying to putt. Keep it down. He just looked at me like I was crazy. And I missed the putt. Went on about my day, come back again the next day, and I'm nearly in the very same place. And I heard that voice again tell me, well, come on, it's your last chance. And I looked at my dad, and he looked at me, and he says, you know, maybe you ought to try Teen Challenge. Before I knew it, the words coming out of my mouth were, okay, I'll go. Because I had had no desire to quit at that point. I figured I'd just die happy and high. And I talked to our director, Doug Neese, later that day, and he told me that they don't normally let guys in during the holidays. It's kind of a shutdown period. People can take their vacations and do what they need to do. But he looked me right in the eye and asked me, well, why do you want to come? I said, well, God told me to. I need a spiritual center, and here you are. He said, all right, I'll get you in. So by December 1st, I was in the program. And by December 7th, I had gotten saved. And since then, on Easter, I got baptized. I gave my testimony in front of about 1,200 people, which completely freaked me out until the last few minutes before I went up there. I prayed to God to just let me lay it on him and use me however he saw fit. And I went completely calm from that point on. I know God works because as soon as my dad married his wife, Marty, they started to pray for me. Every holiday, I got a card saying, you're being prayed for. You're being prayed for. Well, I grabbed the check, throw the card away, and went on about my business. The one constant throughout the last 8 or 9 years has been the prayers. When I thought I was at rock bottom, God was just giving me a chance to get on my knees and look up. Now every day I've got my nose in the book. I'm reading it. I'm loving these guys that I'm around every day. We all come from the same general stories. We all help each other out. We're a bunch of type A personalities out there. We're used to getting what we want any way we can get it. There's about 30 guys on that ranch. There's not one fight. There's barely even an argument out there. We know God is heavy on that ranch. That place is anointed. I don't know what his purpose is for me yet, but I know he has one. He's lifted me up in times of trouble. I've been through a couple of dozen car wrecks, tumbled across the highway at 40, 50 miles an hour. I always just thought it was luck. Looking back, I know it was the hand of God cushioning my fall because he had bigger plans for me. I praise him every day. I thank him for what he's done in my family's life. Since I've been in, he's brought my mom closer to the Lord, which she was always been saved, but she wasn't going to church. I just recently found out she's starting to go to church again. On Easter Sunday also, my dad rededicated his life to the Lord. So he's working in all of our lives at this particular point. And I guess that's it. Thanks a lot.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fears. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near, 'cause I will fear no evil. Oh, my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? And oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm, that is coming for the heart that holds on. A glorious light beyond all compare. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth. 'Cause I will fear no evil. For my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? And oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm, never let go, every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me. Yes, I can see a light
that is coming for the heart that holds on. There will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, still I will praise you. Still I will praise you. And oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go. You never let go.
How's everybody doing this morning? Good. Well, I'm Matt, for those who don't know. And, you know, my whole life I just chase materialistic things and the things that I'm not going to be able to take with me to heaven or hell. I just hope for heaven is what I'm praying for. And, you know, so my whole life, you know, I had to grow up quick because my dad ran out on me and my family. And so I had to raise my brother, you know, grow up, just got to be the man in the house and whatnot. And so there's an emptiness and a void in my life that I tried everything to fill. And in doing so, I found cocaine. And at 12 years old is when I sold my first bag of coke. And ever since then, it was a downhill spiral. With that void in my life, I went to look for something to fill it, and I found gangs. And that just took me to a whole nother world. That's where the devil crept in, and he started teaching me and training me in his ways. And so I can go off and disciple other people to do wrong and do evil. And that's what I did. I was pretty good at it, too. And, you know, just as God will bless the hands, bless your hands, so will the devil if you're doing his job. And I never really went to church. I didn't care to know God. I hated God for everything. My brother had diseases of the digestive tract. And the devil, you know, crept in and told me lies, saying, you know, if God loved you guys, why would he do this to your family? Why would he hurt your brother and make him go through so much pain? And, you know, I fed into that. I was like, all right, well, you know, I don't like God no more. And so I just hated God. I went to church sometimes. And when I did, I'd only go to sell drugs to people at church to get people out of church. And, you know, my drug usage just escalated. I didn't care. I had no worries in life because I was on a fast road and I was going straight to hell and I was going to take as many people with me as I could. You know, I don't know, man. It's just, I see the light now and I see that, you know, chasing after all that stuff and trying to be the person with always had the drugs so people would call, you know, always going out to parties, you know, doing the cool thing these days and, you know, just doing what is going to end up killing me or putting me in jail and almost killed me twice. Once I got pretty bad off here in the church, and then the other time was at my house when I overdosed on ecstasy. And so my life, I just rose up, just sold drugs my entire life. And, you know, I was lame. I was like the beggar. In Acts chapter 3, Peter and John are walking through this gate called Beautiful, and there's a beggar there, and the beggar asks them for money. And what Peter says, he goes, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you, and in the name of Jesus, walk." And the beggar gets up, and he walks. The Bible says that he leaped up, and his ankles were fixed, knees were fixed, everything was fixed.